This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Somehow, someway, I've gotten to cover all this news today. There is just so much of it that I can't even decide where to start. I mean, look at this headline. Pentagon and CIA want to keep ISIS tweeting, endless stream of brutal imagery required for war on terror propaganda, and that's ISIS executing men, women, and children, killing Christians en masse, you name it. I've just got hundreds of off-the-charts news articles like this, and I don't even know where to start on this Monday, 14th day of July, 2014, worldwide transmission. That headline says it all, and then there's all these quotes by the Pentagon and others openly admitting this. But it's worse than that. They've created and fostered and supported and aided and abetted and funded and shepherded ISIS. It's come out in the London Guardian that British SAS is at the forefront of training and commanding them. They've got satellite imagery. They've got everything. They've got heat-seeking missiles. They've got it all. And then it comes out, oh, yeah, the Pentagon says don't turn off their tweet. Jeez, everybody goes, hey, why do you let ISIS operate on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, but you're always banning Alex Jones and other people? You're always censoring WorldNet Daily. You're always censoring Navy SEALs that just put out memes on Benghazi against Obama, you know, just an image criticizing Obama, but ISIS can operate. So they go, oh, well, we need that. You know, it's good to demonize them, which is actually true. They help create them. Then they use the threat of them to scare the public into the police state, the takeover. The story's up on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. It's from Infowars.com, and I meant to get to it yesterday. It broke over the weekend. But I never got to it on the Sunday show. I'm going to cover it today. Homeland Security, Fed swarm, small town in bizarre, unannounced show of force. And then the feds, of course, won't say why they did it. This is back to the old black helicopter days in the mid and late 90s, where they would just deny they'd been in San Antonio, or they'd deny they'd been in Houston. I mean, sometimes they'd crash into skyscrapers, helicopters blowing up in the city streets. And they would go on the news and say nothing crashed. Conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones are making it up. Soldier of Fortune would cover it and others, but they would not admit it was real. Remember all that? Well, that's what this is now. Is just pure preparation, basically, for martial law. But instead of having the Army or the Marine Corps or a bunch of Air Force MPs in your town, now it's just militarized, scores of armored vehicles, multiple helicopters, armored trucks, vans, and the public going, we appreciate them. They let the kids go on the helicopters. Yes, they're there acclimating the natives. That's how they see it. Charlton Heston narrated a Panama invasion 3-hour documentary on History Channel that aired back in the 90s. I forget the name of it, but somebody could find it. Maybe just search Charlton Heston, Panama Documentary History Channel. It might have been Discovery Channel. But in it, I remember seeing this documentary when all the black helicopters were descending in every major city and many small towns across the country. And then I tuned in to see a replay of Charlton Heston and this documentary, and he was saying in his great voiceover voice to acclimate and prepare the Panamanians so they wouldn't resist when the actual invasion came. For months, helicopters and troops did touch-and-goes around the Panamanian military to acclimate them to the presence of U.S. forces. So when the strike came, they would stand down and hesitate long enough to be completely destroyed.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Globalist think tanks as a North American community will be forged in the fires of conflict. And Obama is accelerating his plan to completely collapse our border. The crisis has only begun. There's a report, small, lifeless, dead children found washed up along the riverbank of the Rio Grande. Continuing, border control agent says diseases coming in we haven't seen in decades, like leprosy. U.S. propaganda song discouraging death train tops the charts in Central America. And that's just like they go in with drug programs against drugs for kids in school, like the DARE program. Every study shows it increases drug use. It's the same thing. You know, don't hop the death train. And so people then who are desperate go and hop the death trains. That Mexico has already signed a deal with the U.S. and Guatemala on record. We're going to be covering that to ship these people in here. And they only charge a few dollars to do it. It's organized, ladies and gentlemen, on record. Here's the headline. Mexico, Guatemala, fast-track delivery of illegals into the United States. That's from WorldNet Daily. Border Patrol agents, 70% of agents being pulled off patrols for paperwork to legalize the illegals and to release them. That is just some of what is coming up today on that front. Border Patrol has captured over 27,000 illegal aliens this year alone in non-border Texas County. Think about that. A sign at the entrance to the checkpoint of the U.S. Border Patrol proudly states the capture of 27,206 illegal aliens this year. It is interesting to note that the checkpoint is located in Brooks County, Texas, which is not a border county. It is located 80 miles from the Texas-Mexico border, and yet Border Patrol agents managed to apprehend over 27,000 immigrants who have entered the country illegally. That represents nearly 150 people every day this year. I mean, that's how wild all of this is, ladies and gentlemen. And now you drive through those checkpoints, and I've driven through that particular one, and I've driven to the Alpine checkpoint. Instead of there being 50 Border Patrols standing around there, there was one both times in the last year. One. And they just wave you through. And again, it's not like we have some heavenly constellation of nations to our south. Central and South America and Southern North America run from bad to worse. And you need to think about the political elite and how out of control they are, ladies and gentlemen, that they would do something like this. You think about that long and hard. Now, separately, while we're looking at this crisis, when you enter one of these zones, one of these end-of-a-cycle periods in history, and then you overlay the coming singularity, the acceleration of technological development of information, the overall entertainment decadent society that the general public is basically under mind control, basically victims of. You add all of these different factors together, and what you basically come to is a flashpoint. And that's why you see ISIS running rampant all over North Africa, Central Africa, and all over the Middle East into Asia and the stands around Russia. That's why you see the overthrow of Ukraine by the West and Russia openly preparing for air campaigns into Ukraine. That's the huge announcement today. Off the chart huge. And we've got Al Arabiya and the rest of the Middle Eastern news basically saying how great it all is. That's why you've got the border imploding right now. That's why you've got the move away from the dollar right now. That's why you've got Homeland Security openly announcing, hey, we're not for Al-Qaeda, we're for the Tea Party. Because this is the strange days. Strange days have found us. Strange days have come. They're going to destroy us. Strange days. To quote Jim Morrison, we have now entered strange days. And they're only going to get stranger. It's up on Infowars.com right now that TSA lets illegals fly without ID, but it integrates with the local newscast, but they harass mothers who have milk for their baby. You're a mother and a father, no criminal record. You've got a baby. You're flying. They're going to make you dump your milk out or drink it in front of them as an act of domination by the political class over you, the slaves. This is the breaking of the American people. They've already got the public schools in most areas operating as prison induction centers with the guards, the checkpoints, the frisking, the spies, the no free speech, the being arrested for drawing a picture of a gun, or you're kicked out of school because your neighbor saw you with a Nerf gun in your backyard. There's no law against the Nerf gun in your backyard, but you're being kicked out of school. It's about training you to live in a totalitarian system. But how do you train the adults to live under prison conditions? You take the middle class who flies the most and the business class, and you break their will. When you show up to prison, or you're being interned for a longer period of time in jail, you get processed, you take your shoes off, and you get patted down, and you learn to be humiliated, and you get shouted at. This is 101 conditioning. We're going to be getting to that newscast and breaking it down as well, but I first wanted to get to this report that's gone viral over the weekend from Infowars.com. Homeland Security, Fed swarm small town in bizarre unannounced show of force. School field besieged by Black Hawk chopper, SWAT vehicles, other helicopters, armored vehicles. Homeland Security agents backed by SWAT teams, armored vehicles, and Black Hawk helicopters staged a bizarre unannounced show of force in front of a school in a small town of Illinois. Scenes which will exacerbate concerns about the increasing militarization of U.S. law enforcement. Residents of Livingston, Illinois, population 850, were shocked to see agents from Homeland Security, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, local police agencies, swarm a field belonging to school-grade children yesterday. Just so happens that this is near the county where we interviewed an emergency manager and disguised his voice 4 years ago. And it was later confirmed by documents in New York and other states that they were preparing mass graves. They were preparing in this one county area of Illinois for 1 million dead from a bioweapon and telling them the bioweapon is coming, not a question of if but when. Harden your facilities and prepare for the militia during the collapse to blow up your police station. And those interviews were picked up. It went nationwide. People didn't believe it. We were then contacted by the cemetery departments in Nevada, in Dallas, in Rochester, New York, a bunch of places, published those secret documents with the phone numbers of the three states where they had been prepared for millions of dead. So it's a giant secret program where they're preparing to release a bioweapon, or that might just be the cover, and then start a civil war. I mean, you have to understand, the feds are 24-7 training for this and saying the American gun owner is going to have a war with the Pentagon. And since I broke all this, no brag, just fact, it's been in AP, Reuters, Stars and Stripes, Army Times, Washington Times, Forbes. Pentagon prepares to fight their main enemy, the Tea Party. Headline. I mean, go look it up. And again, I just harp on this 24-7. Because they've gone from this being secret to this now being operational at every major police department level, and now they're fanning out to small towns, giving them dossiers, names, who's to be hit. And there's enough peer pressure in the military and police that there's a good chance they give the order. They're going to come down on the American people like a hammer. And then all hell is going to break loose in this country. And look, you've already seen our government start a war with Russia. You've already seen them ship guns into Mexico. You've already seen them stand down in Benghazi. You've already seen them turn al-Qaeda loose worldwide, publicly and not care. And in the CFR website, say how good al-Qaeda and ISIS are. And now Al Arabiya is basically endorsing them. So al-Qaeda's good. Illegal aliens can fly without IDs, but a mother with milk is bad. A mother with milk is bad. Towards Washington is bad, Second Amendment is bad, private property is bad, freedom is bad. If you want to know what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, it was in an episode of Sworn to Secrecy that first aired in 1998, July 13th, on the History Channel. Sworn to Secrecy, episode 65, The Invasion of Panama, narrated by Charlton Heston. And in it, they talk about how the U.S. acclimated the Panamanians to have helicopters landing and troops on the streets for 6 months before the actual invasion. So they stood down and their military stood down when they attacked. And that's all this is acclimation. under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, which transcends Obama from 2007, they state they're preparing to take out the state governors and the legislators. And I mean, they're public about it. NORTHCOM is public. They are tracking and listening to all the state legislators, you name it. I mean, this is pure treason. And they're prepared to go to all their houses, line them up, shoot them in the head. So that's who runs this country. You just need to know that. We'll be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moan Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Troops on the streets after 9/11 in major cities like New York, Chicago, Boston, Los Angeles, Houston. They were having military drills everywhere. In many cases, we were actually on the ground we would be tipped off by the Army or the Marines who didn't like what was happening. And we would show up, and the Marines or Army would show up. I made four films on the subject, Police State films, Police State 2000, right through Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. So four films on it. And they would have Marines actually start an army, actually go out on the highway, and actually start pulling real people out of their cars. Or they would covertly lease a building and then just blow it up next to a nursing home and then tell the public nothing happened. And then I'd show up and they'd have, you know, guys run out in camo and stick guns to our chest and take our footage. I mean, this was going on. And then I would interview police chiefs and emergency managers, and I mean major police chiefs, like the police chief of San Antonio. This is in these films. And the head emergency manager for Kingsville, Thomas Sanchez. We ought to call and see if he's still alive. I mean, he was only like 60-something, 16, 17 years ago. I'm sure he's around. And, boy, he got threatened after he came on the show. And he was in Vietnam. He was in military intelligence. And they'd run a takeover like this in Vietnam, so he knew what it was. He was on my show. And he said, Clinton is checking. I was briefed on it by Delta Force. They are preparing to see if a gun confiscation would be operable. This is treason. We did this in Vietnam. This is Phoenix Project type stuff. Imagine, I'm sitting there with police chiefs, like L.A. Philippus, who was in Army Intelligence. And so he knew what he was seeing and said, this is treason. And I was talking to emergency. It was because the veterans knew what an authoritarian takeover looks like, because they'd been part of it in other countries. They'd done it before, so they knew what was going on. And we're like, you're not doing this in America. But most people took the money. And that was under Clinton. So the whole project continued under Bush, but in different ways. As soon as Obama came back in with Eric Holder, who ran this back in the 90s, it was just right back on track, building that Clinton takeover dynasty that they call Clinton Inc. There's a new book out on it, basically. And so when I harp on this 24/7, it's because people say, oh, they won't get away with martial law. They won't get away. They're getting away with open borders. They're getting away with funding ISIS. That's Al-Qaeda. They just play a name change game with you. They're getting away with everything. And it's all about total domination. And then you integrate it in with this that is so bombshell. Over the weekend, hundreds of bombing raids with helicopters and fighter bombers were launched by the NATO-backed Ukrainian government against Russia, Russian ethnic groups in the east. And the Ukrainian government says they killed 1,000, and now it's thousands more. And there are major cities, large areas on fire right now. This is major war. And now, suddenly, Ukrainian helicopters and jets are being shot down. Ukraine came out in agency French press, AFP, and said Russia shot us down. And guess what Russia responded with today in their main state-run media? They said, yep, we're getting ready for targeted strikes. We may send in fighter bombers of our own and helicopters. Get ready. Now, this is full-on war. And there's no discussion of it. It's all about Germany and Argentina and the 1-0 victory of Deutschland. I was downtown last night eating with friends, and I like German folks. I like everybody, but part German. I like German culture and all. But there was a couple Germans on the street real happy, and they were like, we are German to us. And we're like, very nice. Like, they wanted us to know our team won. I don't give a flying you-know-what. Give me a break, man. I'm worried about Russia and nuclear war. I'm worried about dead babies washing up in the Rio Grande. I'm worried about mass graves by the hundreds being found with thousands of people in them. I'm worried about all hell breaking loose and the dollar dying. I'm worried about 100 million people on welfare, 70 plus million on food stamps of one type or another, 50 million on federal, and this thing going sky high. That's what I'm worried about right now. I just cannot get into it when I'm at the gym and somebody goes, what'd you think about the World Cup? It was very interesting. Yeah, really? Who'd you think was going to win? Didn't you think it was going to be Argentina? I'm like, you got me confused with somebody else. People want to argue with you that their team won. Listen, bud. My team is Team Humanity, Team Survival, Team Renaissance, Team Destroy Tyranny. I am not worried about New World Order sponsored baby stuff, watching guys run up and down a field kicking a stupid soccer ball. Okay? When all hell really breaks loose, you're going to be worried about it too. When you're starving in the streets, cities are burning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children and our
Ukraine shells Russian city, Rostov, killing civilians. This just broke minutes ago at RT. State-affiliated media in Russia. The full article is going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we'll also tweet it at Real Alex Jones and post the full article up on Facebook. And this, again, happened yesterday, but it's just now breaking. More of this is ongoing and happening. One killed, two injured. Russia vows response to Ukraine shelling Russian city. And, again, this is ongoing. There's more reports coming out. More of this stuff happened yesterday as well. In fact, here it is today, July 14th. Russia considering surgical strike on Ukraine. Report, our practice, our patience is not boundless. Again, our patience is not boundless, Kremlin source says. Russia vows tough response to Ukraine military's border shelling. I mean, this is out of control, and it's designed to start a new war. And you look at who's behind the open borders and his open border society. George Soros publicly brags he's behind our open borders. He bragged a few months ago he was behind the Ukraine situation with the State Department. He is openly involved in the Arab Spring and the whole ISIS situation. They are bringing in global turmoil, global destabilization. This is out of ITAR-TASS, news agency, Russia. Russia will give a tough response to the shelling of its territory by the Ukraine military, in which civilians were killed. Russian deputy foreign minister said last night the incident occurred early on Sunday when a Ukrainian shell hit a private house in the town in the southern Russian region. The incident is evidence of a profound escalation of danger for Russian citizens on the Russian territory, the diplomat said. Naturally, this action will not be left without a corresponding reaction, he said. The talk with Ukrainian side on the issue is going to be serious and tough, he said in an interview with Russia's Moscow speaking radio station. Again, my friends, this is just all part of the out of control stuff that's going on. And it could trigger all sorts of bigger crises at any time. And you notice this has been going on the last few days, and the average person in America can't even find Ukraine on the map, has no idea what's even going on. Eyewitnesses report Kiev death squads going house to house, executing all men under 35 on the spot, crucifying babies and forcing their mothers to watch unspeakable atrocities under a complete mainstream media blackout. That is what RT is reporting with Francis Boyle, who worked at the highest levels of the globalist operations. He's going to be joining us coming up. He's a protege of Henry Kissinger. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today to discuss that. And here's the big headline that really should concern everybody from AFP. Moscow considering targeted strikes on Ukraine. Moscow is considering targeted strikes against Ukraine after shelling crossed the border and killed a Russian civilian, citing a source close to the Kremlin. The respected daily quoted a source is saying that Moscow was considering possibility of targeting retaliatory strikes against Ukraine, where escalating clashes, Ukraine says, has killed more than, quote, 1,000 rebels. Between pro-Moscow rebels and government troops, is threatening to spiral into an all-out civil war over the weekend. And again, our patience is not limitless. It's not a civil war. It's already a civil war. It's not going to be a civil war. It's going to be a regional war, and then you've got wars going on in the Middle East and Africa and everywhere else. And again, who is behind it? The globalists are triggering it all. I want to hear from military and former military to get your analysis and your take on what you see unfolding geopolitically, how it all ties together. Because every time I do this, we get a lot of interesting points and angles from contractors, military people, executives, you name it, that have been in Saudi Arabia and worked there, been in Iraq, been in Afghanistan, been in Ukraine, been in Russia, and know the parties and know what's happening. But bottom line, Russia is being tied down and prepared for regional wars, and they're also launching the ISIS-type al-Qaeda people all over Chechnya and other areas to further destabilize Russia, and Russia is going to end up responding militarily and may start bombardments of the capital, Kiev, and then NATO has said they will respond against Russian forces, and then the Russians have said they'll use nuclear weapons in the region, and you go in just a matter of minutes, once all this starts, once Russia starts hitting Kiev or other areas, other military bases in the nation, responding, if Kiev escalates back, then in a matter of minutes, you could go into a nuclear war situation. And when I was walking back from the break room getting a cup of coffee just 6-7 minutes ago, I was thinking, my God, I live right in the middle of Texas with all these military bases encircling me. And I just realized that if there's a nuclear war, there's probably, let's not exaggerate, I would guess 100 cruise missiles are probably pointed at the area I'm at in Texas. Probably dozens of ICBM Topol M's that can carry up to 20 warheads apiece. I'm being targeted. You're being targeted if you live near a military base by scores of warheads right now. And I just hope it falls right on top of me then. I mean, I don't hope that happens, but I've studied the criminology of governments, of Hitler and Napoleon and so many others, and the elite running things, just they're just out of control. They just want to destroy everything. They really do. I mean, look at them. They hate anything good. They hate a breastfeeding mother and search her and strip search babies, but then let illegal aliens fly without any IDs. They let Saudi Arabians come in, and then because of the searches, they get bypassed because the Saudi Arabian government demands it, but American citizens get our genitals grabbed. It's all just a giant fraud, all of it. And the American people, on average, are broken and are weak, and they want it. They like it. They say, hey, buddy, comply. Comply with total destruction of everything we hold dear. And so not admitting how evil things are, letting them by successive approximation, by titrating the dose, build up the level of cultural poisoning. To where we'll put up with anything. Oh, they'll never pass Obamacare with death panels and taxes on people making less than $15,000 a year and rationing of care. This bill's so horrible, there's no way they'll pass it. They passed it, didn't they? And now the $5,000 fines are coming in. And now you're getting cut from 40 hours to 25 hours. And now you're going bankrupt. And now and guess what? Nobody got in trouble, did they? They're busting tens of thousands of illegals every week to major cities across the country, hundreds of thousands a month. And it's going to become a giant crisis. And then they're going to say those of us that aren't for total legalization, we caused it when total legalization will bring in the next crop for total legalization. But because we say 2 + 2 = 4, they'll point at us and laugh at us. And you're now seeing that. This is the madness of government. The madness of Nero, the madness of Caligula, the madness of Montezuma. The madness. The madness. This is what elites do. They destroy everything at the end. Because they've got a bunch of autocratic scum working for them who are lazy and basically allow the elite to do these type of things. There's a lot of other factors. The public is drunk on entertainment, raised in front of television sets, and has no idea what's even going on. And then you've got a bunch of the other establishment people who are just all into different forms of weirdnesses. It's the decline of a country. It's the decline of an empire. It's the decline of a world. And you notice Homeland Security drills 24/7. They're done with the primer of Al-Qaeda. That was the excuse to set it all up to fight veterans, Christians, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists. Because they want total power to do whatever they want, and they know anyone who has even an inkling of justice in their heart and mind, who has even a sparkle of a desire to be free, must be eradicated. And if they have their way, we will be. And the nightmare will come true, because we let monsters run things. And let monsters break our will. I'd like to hear from you out there, military, police, I don't need to hear from you to know the plan. I know the plan. The plan's public. But it's accelerated and moved into such high gear. Do you disagree with me that they're getting ready to stage a false flag, which might be an imploded economy, might be the tins of millions coming in over the border? Like, we know that's the false flag. We know that's engineered. But are there more false flags to come? Is turning ISIS loose with Stinger missiles, tens of thousands of them? Is that the false flag? I think it's all the false flags. I think it's a cluster of false flags, a wave or waves of false flags, a great global crisis, conveyor belt. To bring in world government, you have to destroy the old order. And the old order, as bad as it's been, has checks and balances. And work was valued, and the family was valued, and self-defense was valued, and common sense had some value. All of that is now being swept away. And in place of it, raw, naked government power run by eugenicists that have a deep, lustful hate for humanity and a lust to exercise raw totalitarian control freak power over us. Every secret demon turned loose in the hearts of man. Every profanity, every perversion. We're taught perversion is sexual, only in nature. And that's another deception of the system to obsess on sex all day. When the perversions of domination and corruption and psychopathic and sociopathic behavior, that's the real perversion. And we have very perverse people in charge right now who lust to bring this country down, who want to dominate this nation and the world. Everywhere they're in charge, they turn Al-Qaeda loose to just slaughter and slit the throats of every Christian man, woman, and child they get their dirty hands on. And you won't hear a word about it from all these big glitterbug churches. All right. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Is this the megastorm? Is this the beginning of the coming of the total world government built on the back of crises, on the ashes of the old republics? And the answer is yes. The globalists are back in the news today saying this is part of a North American union, this crisis. As they said in 2006, now 8 years ago, in Banff, Canada, they openly said there, we will use border crises to bring this in. Rex 84. And I know that for many of you that are new listeners, I might as well be speaking in some verbalized hieroglyphical screed on ancient jungle-covered walls. But for those that know history, this is written in a clear, bold hand. It spells a great time of misfortune and doom. And I'm not being a negative person. I simply wish that we didn't have to go through this. I wish by telling people what's happening that this didn't have to unfold. A car pulled out in front of me yesterday, and I overcompensated and went up on the curb and I was about 30 feet away from pedestrians walking. And I quickly went back onto the street and didn't run over them. But it wasn't that I was being pessimistic when I moved out of the car's way, hit the curb, went up on it, hadn't had a wreck in many years, thank God. Saw there were people walking and hurriedly said, well, I guess I got to go back into that car. Went back down off the curb. Only got one tire up on it. So even if I would have got to where the people were, I probably wouldn't have hit them because they were about 6 feet over. It was a big sidewalk. You know, 6 feet over, about 30 feet down. But I made the split-second decision. I just got to turn back into that car. Didn't even look because I saw those people. And by that time, the car had swerved back out of the lane, so I was able to get back in without hitting them or the people. And it was quick action that kept me from, you know, having the wreck or running over the people. And I literally thank God that I didn't hurt somebody. But the issue here is that if I'd have been in denial, if I'd have hesitated, something bad would have happened. And so that's why I'm being so scary, because it is scary. Russia says they may start bombarding Ukraine with fighter bombers. NATO has said they will hit Russia. Russia will then respond with nuclear weapons. And a lot of people say, oh, it's all staged. That won't happen. Bull. It's not all staged. There are three power blocks. There are the Chinese, the Russians, and then the United States, England, and the EU. That's the big dominant group. And the Chinese and the Russians use the globalist technologies of control. They're just as bad in many respects. But there are different power blocks, and they've all infiltrated each other as well at the highest levels. But this is real. And the fact that the public thinks nothing bad can happen and our ruling class thinks nothing will happen, there's a reason NATO never did stuff like this with Russia before. Because Russia will end up attacking. And they tried this on 888, and Russia rolled nukes in to Ukraine, into Georgia, and said, we're about to attack. And NATO pulled back. I don't know if they'll pull back now. And you know, Russia's racist. That's why they need to be nuked. Obama is God.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
The conspiracy theorist,
the man with a foolish grin, is keeping perfectly still.
Scott Ian Adam. We've got Navy nuke techs, former U.S. Army, military police, current U.S. Army. Folks calling in from the security industry and financial services. We're going to get to all of you starting here in just a moment and right through into the next hour, getting into all the other news as well. But briefly, remember, we are listener-supported, and we have developed the very simple but incredibly pure, high-quality products like Super Mel Vitality Dietary Supplement that if I don't take it, I totally feel the difference, and the new X2 Super Survival Shield True Nation Iodine. I take it morning, I take it noon, and I take it night, and I just spilt it. But the point is that it is, you can take it straight up or in water, like I do a lot of times, and it just absolutely gives me so much energy, these purified, concentrated herbs, non-GMO, cold-pressed, that are in the Super Male Vitality and the Super Female Vitality that we now have. And again, you've heard the rave reviews, and I end up mixing the Super Male Vitality in water with the Survival Shield. And again, consult your physician before you use this. This isn't a good joke. This is the real deal. You may go through some detoxing at first when you first start taking the nascent iodine, but the fact is it's the good halogen. The system puts in the bad halogens, takes out the good halogen. You replace it, it's been life-changing for me. And regardless, you're funding the operation, so get your nascent iodine today. Nobody else has got it from the rare earth crystals, the deep earth crystals. The other iodine out there is from seaweed, which is fine, but this stuff is totally pure and goes right into your blood and just has an amazing effect. We have the old Survival Shield that isn't as strong available as well, but the crystals in a beaker literally turn to purple gas. That's how pure they are. If you know about iodine, it's just unbelievable that we were able to get a hold of this. So I'm going to bottoms up right now. Life-changing. Well, this has done for me in the last year taking it, and only the last 3-4 months or so taking the X2. And, of course, I built up to the X2 as well. It's kind of like the analogy of drinking beer when you're in college and then, you know, moving on to whiskey. That's kind of a bad analogy because that's bad for you. The point is that if you'll just take the challenge and order a bottle of it, it funds the operation, and then you'll take it, and we had nothing but positive reviews with the iodine. You've heard them, you've seen them. You will obviously see what I'm talking about if your experience is like almost everybody else's. I mean, I got a hand to the hippies. I remember the hippies growing up and you know, reading literature, always about how great iodine is and how important it is to rub it on your skin, on women's breasts so they don't get breast cancer and stuff like that. And I would just roll my eyes at them, you know, iodine, schmiodine. But now I understand it because I actually did the research, and we have the best. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can also, in the month of July, get huge discounts on all the Made in America pro-gun apparel, from belt buckles to men and women's shirts. Molon Labe, come and take it. InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I'm going directly to your calls when we're back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at CloudHashing.com. CloudHashing.com is one of the fastest fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com, and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.